Before I read the familiar words of the second chapter of Luke, a couple of announcements. Number one, this coming Sunday, the 26th, we will have one service, 10 a.m. It's going to be an informal time of just singing some carols and sharing some Christmas fellowship. But the second announcement is just the other night, session voted that beginning the 26th and on into next year, we're going to go back to one service, 10 a.m. What really got us thinking about that was the Sunday that Doug Cortina was here, and it was so good to be together in one service. Beginning the 26th and on into the next year, one service, 10 a.m. I should add that the reason we originally went to two services is so that we could social distance. We're not going to require masks in our one service, but if you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, please do. Now, Luke 2. And before I read this very familiar chapter, I want to tell you a little bit about the message that I'm going to share with you. This is actually something that I wrote many years ago and decided it was time to dust it off. It's a first person. I thought about, I'm going to be a shepherd. I thought about putting on a shepherd's costume. And I even, you know, tried out my bathrobe and a towel around my head. But you'll just have to use your imagination. Hear now the word of God, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Would you bow with me for prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Luke told you what happened. He said the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And so we did. What else could we do but praise God? I wouldn't have been surprised that night if the sheep had praised God. I wouldn't have been surprised that night if the sheep had sung in four-part harmony. On that night, it was as if all creation was singing to the glory of God. Angels. Did I tell you about the angels? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Let me go back to the beginning. That night was not very different than this night. It started out like a thousand other nights I've spent on a hillside watching over the sheep by night, wool blanket wrapped around me to keep out the cold, and the heavens filled with stars beyond counting. Oh, the stars. I can count my sheep and not miss a single one, but have you ever tried to count the stars? Have you ever looked up in the night sky and just let its glory wash over you? I hope you don't think me insulting, but I've noticed that many people in your time seem to be missing something. Call it awe. Call it wonder. Again, I don't mean to insult. I'm just a shepherd. Call it humility. There's something missing in so many of your lives. And I think I know why. It's because you never go out under the night sky and look up. You're inside too much. Your world is covered with ceilings and artificial lights. Oh, you've made impressive things. I am astonished by the things that I've seen in your time. No, I'm just a shepherd, and I don't mean to insult. But this shepherd thinks that all of your electric lights and flashing and buzzing machines all put together do not compare to the glory of the stars that God put in the heavens. Go out tonight and look up. When I was just a boy, my father taught me the words of King David from Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. David knew he was a shepherd. But I have to be honest with you, there were many times that I sat under that night sky, and I knew the stars were telling the glory of God, but they were so pure and so distant. I felt very small, and I thought, God is so mighty and so holy and so far away. The stars are pure and clean, but not me. Do you know where the very best of my sheep went? The very best we took to Jerusalem to sell to the temple priests. They were for the sacrifices offered up to God to take away the sins of the people. And the scripture is very specific. Lambs for the sacrifice have to be perfect, without spot or blemish. That was the only kind that would please God. And I knew I was nothing like those spotless lambs. There had been too many years, too many sins, too many things I couldn't undo. That's why when we took those perfect lambs to the temple, we did our business with the priests outside. I didn't dare go in, not even to the court of the Gentiles. Did you know that in my time, shepherds were looked down on? Shepherds were considered unclean. The Pharisees said there were six unworthy professions, and shepherd was near the top of the list. A shepherd could not give testimony in a religious court. We could not enter a synagogue, and certainly not the temple, because we were unclean. The religious people avoided us when we came to town. Have you ever had people look right past you as if you didn't even exist? Sometimes it made me angry, but sometimes I wondered if they weren't right. What would the Holy One who made the stars have to do with me? But I wondered sometimes how a shepherd could be so bad. After all, David was the greatest of all kings, and David was a shepherd. And David wrote the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But then I would sit under those stars and think, how could he notice me? I knew the Lord was David's shepherd. David was great. But me? I'm just a shepherd. And I thought it's best to remember that the great God shepherds great people, clean people. Now, some people said that one day there would be a new king like David. And like David, he would be godly and strong, and he would lead the people back to God, return the hearts of the people to God. And he would knock that phony King Herod off his throne and send the Romans packing back to Rome. Sometimes I dared to believe it myself, but I'm just a shepherd. So I thought when the new king arrived, it would be in Jerusalem with the great people, the clean people. Oh, how wrong I was. Wrong about everything, praise God. How can I tell you about that night? We were watching the sheep. Of course we were watching the sheep. What else would we do? My brother was there, and my son and two cousins. We had the sheep in a little grassy valley surrounded by hills, and my crew and I were scattered around the hills within sight of each other, keeping watch over the flock by night. And all at once, no warning, the angel was there, and bright, blazing light that lit up the whole valley. I threw myself on the ground and I covered my face. I thought it was a nightmare. I was awake, but I was terrified. I couldn't stop shaking. I curled up like a child and tried to hide under my blanket, but the light just came right through. Then I heard the voice. We all heard it. None of us had ever heard an angel before, or since for that matter. But when the angel spoke, we knew the words were from God. Don't ask me how we knew. We knew. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." And in those words, there was love. A love that made our fear vanish, and we listened. Believe me, when an angel speaks, you listen. And with that same love surrounding every word the angel spoke, and every word is written on my heart, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Then all at once, it was as if every star in the sky came to life. Angels everywhere, flashing and dancing, filling the sky. And then they erupted in a song of such beauty that we wept for the pure joy of it. They sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Then as suddenly as they had come, they were gone, and the sky was silent, but the song was still ringing inside of us. Now, when an angel says you're to go and look for a baby in a manger, well, you go and look for a baby in a manger. I'm a shepherd. My sheep know my voice. They trust me. When I call them over a hill to green grass or still water, they follow me. They know my voice. And the voice that we heard that night, we knew it. We heard it in our ears and deep in our souls. And so we ran. Oh, we knew that voice. We ran as fast as our legs would carry us. I even kept up with my son part of the way. We ran into Bethlehem with no idea where we were going. But as if we were led, we went right to a little stable on the side of a house. We stumbled in, our lungs heaving in the night air, making fog in the cold. There was not much light. There was just a single lamp burning. There was a donkey and a few noisy goats. And there they were, the man and the young mother. And just as the angel had said, a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snug in a blanket. We stood there without saying a word. I don't know how long, a minute, an hour. We stood with our mouths open, staring silently at this baby. And as I looked, words came into my heart. At the time, I didn't know why. But as I looked at the baby, words came over and over. The perfect lamb, spotless, without blemish. The perfect lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Finally, someone spoke, I don't remember who. We told the young couple everything the angel had said. Joseph was in a daze. Mary just listened and took in every word as if each word were a treasure. Can I tell you what it meant to us that when we got there, we saw the baby just as the angel had said? As we walked out, there were tears streaming down my face. I told you I knew that voice that sent us to Bethlehem. Just as my sheep know my voice, I knew that voice. When we saw the baby, I knew it was true. I met my shepherd that night, and then I knew the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He would be your shepherd too. And I learned something that night that I'll pass along to you. You have to let him be your shepherd. You have to trust him. Place your faith in him. You have to trust beyond what you can see, beyond what you feel. You have to take a risk. When he says go, you go. When he says follow me, you follow him. You don't know what's over the next hill, but he does. He's the good shepherd. But you have to follow him. Don't you know the child was born for you? He's the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I couldn't see then the death that he would die. But now I know that even in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because my good shepherd is with me. My good shepherd conquered sin and death, and he will lead me to dwell in his house forever. Now, you say you haven't heard his voice. Let me make a suggestion. Read the 23rd Psalm and read Luke 2 and read about his cross and his resurrection. And then go out under the night sky and look up and listen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you came for the shepherds of the world. You came for the outcasts and the nobodies. The people who thought they were important in Jerusalem. Lord, you didn't call them to come and visit your cradle. You called the shepherds. You called the humble. Give us tonight humble hearts that we too might come to the manger to worship you and follow you. And we pray it in the strong name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.